Make Me a Fan Podcast.
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 All right, everyone, welcome back to the Make Me a Fan Podcast. I am your host, Sean McGregor, and I'm joined once again with my brother, TJ.
Howdy.
How's it going today, man?
I'm doing pretty good, despite the weather.
That's actually not too bad today.
Well,
kind of warmed up.
Yeah, that's true. It is a lot warmer than it has been.
Yeah, maybe we should do a weather control episode sometime.
Right.
I'm sure the Illuminati is probably the ones that are fucking causing this cold weather.
Yeah, they're in control of everything, so I wouldn't doubt it.
Yep. And today we are going to tie in two theories, and they kind of tie in with the Illuminati, because these people actually run the Illuminati, from what I've learned. It's a history of the reptilian alien overlords, and where they live is going to be, well, I guess I can spoil it because it's in the title. They live in the fucking middle of the earth. They live in, yep, hollow earth. But first, we're going to start out with this so-called theory of reptilians and find out where it came from. Well, Michael Barkun, professor of political science at Syracuse University, thinks that the idea of reptilians originated in the fiction of Conan the Barbarian. You watched that, didn't you, TJ?
Is that the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's the movies that he did.
Okay.
And
they had a TV show too?
They had a cartoon.
Oh.
Called Conan the, what was it? It wasn't Barbarian or Destroyer. Oh, Conan the Adventurer.
Okay.
Yeah, the theme song is like Conan the Adventurer.
I'm sure I've probably seen it.
Yeah. I actually downloaded all of them like, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago, and I binge watched them all.
Nice.
Yeah. So they think that's where it started. And, that's obviously a historical fact. The first appearance of serpent men in literature was in Howard's story, The Shadow Kingdom, published in Weird Tales in August of 1929. This story drew upon the ideas of lost worlds of Atlantis and Lemuria. I think that's how you say it.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
It wouldn't be a Make Me a Fan podcast with me without me mispronouncing something, right?
Right.
So Howard's serpent men were described as humanoids with human bodies but snake heads, able to imitate real humans at will, who lived in underground passages using their shape-changing and mind-control abilities to basically infiltrate humanity. In the 1940s, Maurice Doreal wrote a pamphlet entitled Mysteries of the Gabi, which described a serpent race that had bodies like man, but heads like a great snake, and the ability to take true human form. These creatures also appeared in Doreal's poem, The Emerald Tablets, in which he claimed the tablets were written by Thoth, the Atlantean priest king. According to British conspiracy theorist David Icke, tall, blood-drinking, shape-shifting reptilian humanoids from the Alpha Draconis star system are now hiding in underground bases and are the force behind a worldwide conspiracy against humanity. Sounds a lot like the Illuminati, right?
Yeah. Again, everything's against humanity for some reason.
And everything ties back to the Illuminati.
Yeah.
That's why we started our conspiracies with the Illuminati, and now we're moving forward. So now we know what these things are, basically. But we have to ask, where do these reptilians come from exactly? Well, that's simple. They come from inside our own Earth. See, TJ, do you know that the Earth is hollow?
No, I did not.
Well, do you know that inside the Earth, there's an inner sun and a more advanced civilization than ours?
That'd be interesting. So how would that, would that be in reverse on the way ours is? Because like, so would the sun be at the center of the Earth?
Yeah.
And then the people would be living like on the outer ring?
Yeah.
Kinda? Okay.
Yeah, Earth's radius is actually 3,963 miles long, and the halfway point between outer Earth and inner Earth is 400 miles below us. There apparently are three openings into the inner Earth, two near the poles and one in the Himalayas. I don't know why they'd have a giant hole in the middle of the mountain.
Right.
But I guess you could hide it in between the mountains because you're not going to go, you know.
Well, that's true. It could be like an entrance to like a cave and nobody would really think anything.
Yeah, and you're not really going to go take a Sunday drive through the Himalayas and stumble upon it.
Right.
The aurora borealis is really sunlight from the inner Earth reflecting onto the hole. Global warming is actually caused by the Earth's inner sun and not people who drive Hummers.
Oh, so I got rid of my Hummer for nothing?
Yeah, you should have kept it because, you know, it's the reptilians causing it. Contrary to popular belief, most UFOs don't actually come from outer space. They come from inner space. Also, human beings were created via genetic experiments that were conducted by reptilian aliens, known as the Anunnaki. The hollow theory has been around for a long time. While the first concepts were crude, this so-called crazy idea has slowly been embraced as a viable alternative to the solid Earth model, or even the flat Earth model, which we're going to be covering in an upcoming episode. With today's technology, many of our findings point towards a hollow structure as the only method to explain many of today's scientific findings. In 1818, John Seames Jr., I think that's how you say his name, S-Y-M-M-E-S, Seames.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah, we'll just call him Johnny.
Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny Jr. suggested that the Earth consisted of a hollow shell about 800 miles thick with openings about 1,400 miles across at both poles with four inner shells each opened at the poles. He proposed making an expedition to the North Pole hole. I like that.
North Pole.
I'm going to go to the pole hole, the North Pole hole. Thanks to efforts of one of his followers, James McBride, but the new president of the United States, Andrew Jackson, halted the attempt. Jeremiah Reynolds also delivered lectures on the hollow earth and argued for an expedition. Reynolds went on an expedition to Antarctica himself, but missed joining the great U.S. exploring expedition of 1838 through 1842, even though that whole exploration was because of him. So, I think we should examine some of the facts that prove that the Earth is, in fact, hollow. Because I think everyone can agree that chances are it probably is hollow, right?
Yeah.
It makes the most sense.
Of course.
But some stupid people out there are going to be like, oh, no, I think the Earth is full of molten lava,
yeah,
not reptilian people. So let's drop some knowledge on these dumb folks and make them woke. All right, so modern airplanes don't fly to the edge of the openings, a.k.a. the poles, the pole holes.
The pole, North Pole hole.
Yeah, or the South Pole hole, because there's all kinds of magnetic distortion near the openings because the magnetic lines of force pass through the inner rim of the donut opening, the donut of the pole holes, if you will. So as aircraft approach the opening, their instruments of navigation typically go haywire. At this point, it's assumed that the aircraft is basically over the pole hole, the donut pole hole. But with the navigational instruments haywire, how is anyone going to know exactly where they are? No. I wonder if there's like a pole hole by the Bermuda Triangle, too.
Yeah.
Maybe like, there's like a small hole.
Could be a leak of the radiation or the magnetic distortion, I guess.
Yeah, same with the, what is it called? The Devil's
Triangle?
Yeah, over by Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe there's little tiny like little wormholes that come out. Maybe it's not just three big ones. You got two small ones, too.
Yeah, and those are in the ocean, so that would make sense.
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe way back in the day, it was more dry there.
Yeah.
And then as glaciers melted and, you know, from all the heat coming out of the pole holes. I love pole holes. But anyway, simply put, where the hell were we here? Oh, yeah. Simply put, the North Pole and South Pole do not exist. In their places are polar openings that lead into inner Earth. Anyone en route to a polar opening is eventually stopped by outer Earth guardsmen. Is that from Lord of the Rings? They live in outer Earth. Where's outer Earth?
Wait, it's not Skyrim, so it probably is Lord of the Rings.
I've never seen any of them.
Yeah, I think that's inner Earth is Lord of the Rings, is it?
I don't know. Hmm. I've never seen any of them. Maybe some of our fans can let us know. But you're stopped by outer Earth guardsmen. This is because the funnel shape of the opening would give the illusion to a person traveling across the bowl-like side of having come straight across the neck of the opening. Such a traveler would have experienced exaggerated sledding speeds as the curvature flattened out and angled inward. And any movement would have been given greater northward progress across the top of the world. Along the inner rim, the angle of the curve curvation would have tilted inwards. Thus, looking straight above, the person would seem to be looking at the point which is straight over the middle of the donut opening of the pole hole, but from an angle off to the side and without realizing that any inward angle is even involved. Makes fucking perfect sense, right? That's simple
math. Yeah.
I mean, anyone with a high school education should be able to understand that, right?
Of course.
Yeah, so basically the person would have crossed roundabout back to where they started from, but to them, they thought that they just went, you know, straight across.
Yeah.
It's an optical delusion.
Okay.
One might ask, you know, if these reptilians once only openly roamed the earth with Homo sapiens, why aren't there any pieces of art that clearly depict them as bipedal snake gods? Well, the answer to that may lie in one common religious law that most of these ancient cultures adhere to, either by their own ignorance or the reptilians' physical appearance or out of pure obedience. That is a law that forbids anyone from making idol images. You remember that back in Sunday school?
Anything that goes against the status quo.
Yeah, there was a golden calf, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what started it all. Maybe it wasn't really a calf.
And then what did Moses do? He melted it down and put it in their drinking water and made them drink it.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Moses was a dick.
Yeah, dude. He was bad.
Damn, we should cover him sometime. Is he the one that fucked his daughter? Or was that? No, that was Lot. Lot's daughter, like, drugged him and then raped him to have a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
I just know he lived in, was it Sodom or Gomorrah, and yeah, they all had sex with everybody there.
I think so. She was the one that got turned to the pillar of salt.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah.
Sir, right.
Suddenly we're no longer doing conspiracies and serial killers. We're doing the Bible, which I guess has a lot of conspiracies and serial killers in it.
Yeah.
But anyway, the Hopi Indians to this day refuse to create the images of their reptilian ancestors because they fear an instant death. The closest imagery that was ever allowed to remain was cryptically tucked away in the Hebrew or Christian works of the Bible of Genesis and Exodus. If you remember Sunday school, Lucifer was considered an angel who fell from the heavens. Yet we are told at the same time that in the Garden of Eden, he was in fact a snake. And although Moses declared that his God said not to make any idols or images to false gods, he placed a snake upon his staff and proceeded to his or proclaimed to his people that he who looks upon this image will be healed. So why would he do that?
Moses sounded like a crazy guy. I don't know. That's weird.
But didn't he use that snake staff to part the Red Sea?
Yeah, and then when he was in the Egyptians, he like threw it on the ground, his staff, and it turned into a snake.
Oh, yeah, it turned into a real snake.
And then he picked it up, and it turned back into a staff. And
forgot about that. Yeah. Moses was a fucking magician. Right? Jesus Christ. He's crazy. But yeah, many of the individuals in the course of written history who have given the masses powerful information, whether it's political or spiritual, have had either their credibility destroyed or their bodies destroyed. Most of the times, it's both. If the information is taken root before it can be erased, and history has demonstrated that newly found insurgents groups or movements are quickly infiltrated by the opposition and allowed to flourish under the guidance of its own secret shadows. Sounds like what we were talking about with the Illuminati.
Yeah, that's pretty intense.
I mean, they're so popular, even, you know, if someone starts talking about the Illuminati, they're just going to join it and spread false information.
Yeah, take it down from within.
Yeah, which is, might be why we have so many guests that want to come on now and talk about the Illuminati. Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
All of a sudden, we got like 20 new followers on Facebook with the Illuminati.
Yeah, that was crazy. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, welcome, all you new members. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
But moving back to these reptilians, this is not only a premise by which groups struggle for control in affairs of war, secret societies, and politics, but also the struggle of balance of power and religion. This highly advanced race of beings known as reptilians have displayed both benevolent and evil characteristics at different times in history. They have taught peace, love, spirituality, healing, and knowledge of the sciences, as well as rained down destruction upon the earth in the name of God, as the Delaware Indians described in their ancient mythology. This is why various cultures recognize the reptilian images as effigies of the balance of nature. In other words, good, evil, negative, positive. It is perhaps not too far from fantasy to imagine that somewhere in time or space, the human figure actually symbolizes both aspects of good and evil also.
So, ooh, that was pretty deep.
I know, right? I like to pretend I'm smart and intellectual sometimes. I actually probably just stole that quote from someone. I don't remember where I got that note from.
That'd be interesting to think that we would be a symbol to somebody else on a planet somewhere else. Like, just like we view these reptilians as potentially our gods or creators or whatever you want to call them, some other planet sees a picture of us and they're like, oh man, there are creators.
Yeah, maybe they have their staff with a naked person with their arms stretched out, like in the crucifix position.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think that.
They throw it on the ground and it becomes a little guy. He starts running around.
Oh, help me, help me, pick yeah. me.
Picks right. him up, becomes a statue again.
That'd be cool.
Or maybe this is all false information. And what actually happened was maybe the reptilians, you know, like we evolved from monkeys. Maybe the reptilians were evolving, you know, from reptiles, and they just never made it past that stage. And as we kept evolving into humans, we ran them off, basically, like humans are known to do with people that don't look like them.
Overpopulate, you know? And conquer.
Yeah, we conquered them all, and they found passages, or maybe they dug fucking holes into the earth.
Yeah, some lizards do that, right?
I think so. Like snakes? Snake holes?
Yeah.
Snakes make their pole holes?
Their pole holes. I like that. North poles. So which one's the anus and which one's the mouth?
I don't know. I imagine probably the south pole hole is the butt pole hole.
So that's a exit only, and you enter in the north?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you got to go in through the north. But what about the Himalayas? Would that be the piss hole?
Yeah. <It's>
You got,
yeah, that, you go that, in that through, would work.
Going through the north hole, north pole hole. And then you can either go out the piss pole hole or the butt pole hole.
Yeah.
But you can only go in through the mouth pole hole.
So we got two exits and one entrance.
Yeah. And then I guess maybe the Devil's Triangle and the Bermuda Triangle would be like the nipples.
Yeah, because it's on both sides.
Yeah. And you just kind of have a little bit of like milk that kind of spurts
little
out.
Little secretions. Oh. Man, that's good stuff right there.
We got to get a hashtag. Pole hole started on Twitter.
Yeah, right. I wonder if there is a hashtag pole hole yet.
I don't know. I'll have to look that up later. I'll Google pole hole, find out what comes up.
Yeah, oh, man. I don't know. You might not want to see what a pole hole is. That could be many different things.
Siri, what's a pole hole? Alexa, what's a pole hole? Hopefully that worked for someone.
Okay, Google, what's a pole hole?
The only one that's going to have that happen is Adam right now.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think anybody uses okay Google.
No. I turn that shit off right away.
Yeah, it just drains battery.
So, yeah. What were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to go over, because I'm sure there's some skeptics out here with this whole...
Bunch of shills.
Yes. You know,
get woke.
People don't like conspiracies, and they always try to bash them. So, like, my first thing was, when I was reading, you know, through this and through the notes, was, like, the Earth's crust. So, I went and did a little research on, you know, because I think it said, what was it, like 400 miles?
Yeah, 400 miles.
Yeah. And so, where was that?
I think the furthest we've ever dug down is like 20 miles in Russia.
No, I thought it was that too, but it's not. It's way shallower. So the crust is supposedly, 3 to 6 miles thick in the ocean, and then 20 to 30 miles thick on like the continents.
Okay.
And the deepest hole that we've ever dug was in Russia, and what was the name? The Kola Super Deep Borehole. It's only 9 inches in diameter, but they dug down to 40,230 feet, which comes out to about 7.6 miles.
Okay.
So, you know, You could argue, oh, the Earth's crust not 400 miles thick. Well, we don't know. We've only dug 7 miles down, or, you know, almost 8 miles. And all these are just theories and estimates. And, I mean, we have no clue whatsoever how thick it really is. Like, we don't know what's in the middle of the Earth. We just make it up, and whatever sounds good, that's what it is.
And wouldn't it make sense? Like, you know, they're basically underneath our feet. They're, they're like, upside down, you know, like Stranger Things. But there could be... obviously lava in between the crust.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's 400 feet, you know, maybe you have like, or 400 feet, 400 miles, maybe you have like 100 miles of, you know, molten fucking lava in between there.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it goes through.
Or maybe there's just lava pockets here or there. Like, I mean, I don't know. There's plenty of good explanations for it. So, I mean, arguing that the Earth's crust can't be that thick, I mean, that's garbage.
Yeah, it's horse malarkey.
Malarkey. I like that word. So then the next point, I guess I looked up. Well, actually, there's an interesting note before I get into the whole reptilian
our history.
Yeah, our overlords. Was the mind control aspect of it. Because I'm thinking, like, well, if these reptilians can shapeshift and they can control our minds and all this, why don't they just come out and, like, rule us? And, you know, like,
well, they are.
Well, like, openly. Like, just, hey, we're lizards. We're reptilians. We own you guys, you know?
Well, look what we do with illegal aliens.
Well, that's true. Yeah. But
I don't think that's going to work.
So, like, the whole mind control thing, supposedly, it's trauma-based mind control is what it's called. And this is where people are traumatized through sexual abuse, violence, being forced to witness and take part in human sacrificial rituals, and countless other horrors. Such experiences activate the mechanism in the mind which shuts the memories of these extreme traumas. So basically, like, if you get into a car accident, you won't remember the accident itself. You may remember leading up to it and then, you know, shortly after, but your mind will safeguard itself and block out those tragic memories.
Does that link into, like, Stockholm syndrome? Does that maybe cause people to forget all the bad shit their kidnapper is doing to them?
Yeah. I mean, it's called an amnesic barrier around the memory, so you don't have to keep reliving it. It's a way to, you know, kind of protect yourself.
Yeah.
So the good thing is that the Illuminati have developed methods of using this technique to traumatize a mind over and over until it fragments into a honeycomb of disconnected amnesic barriers. They then program these different fragments of the mind, they actually call them alters, with different tasks. These tasks are pre-programmed to be activated with a trigger word, color, sound, or whatever. And then once the trigger is given, that programming locks in and the person will do whatever they are programmed to do. Like have sex with politicians or
producers.
Movie stars, all that. Or, you know, maybe they'll assassinate someone, go crazy with a gun and, you know, shoot up some place. And then, you know, they'll talk about gun control and whatever. So
these false flag attacks are actually people just, they're watching TV, they're watching The Simpsons, and they hear a certain word that they're programmed to flip a switch.
Yeah.
That's why, like the guy that just tackled Rand Paul and broke his ribs.
What? When was that?
It happened last week.
Oh, wow.
At his neighbor. Okay. Like, Rand Paul was just cutting his grass, and apparently his neighbor just tackled him from behind and broke a bunch of his ribs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe, he had a trigger word then, or color, I bet.
I wonder what my trigger word is.
Yeah.
I bet it's pole hole.
Pole hole.
Anytime I hear the word pole hole, my pants get a little tighter. My magic pants.
Magic pants.
Yeah.
All right. So beyond mind control, I guess my last point tries to tie in the Bible again, because we all know the Bible is fact.
Oh, 100%.
You know,
it's more realistic than the Hollow Earth.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, in Genesis, the beginning of man, there was Adam and Eve, and Eve was tempted by this snake to eat an apple. Which was against...
It was a serpent.
Yeah. It was called a serpent. And the serpent tempted her to eat this fruit from a tree that God said don't eat. And then she got Adam to eat it. And then fall of man happened.
Do you hear my theory about why that affects women today?
Mm-mm.
The reason why women take so long and never want to pick where they want to go eat is because last time a woman picked where she wanted to go eat, we got kicked out of the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, that would be enough trauma to make them not do that.
That was the start of their trauma.
Yeah.
And now they're triggered by
any decision.
No offense to our female listeners.
Yeah, we all love you.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm trying to find... Oh, that's why I can't read this. This is the King James Version. So it's all these and thous, and I have no idea what's going on. Man, I really want to find the quote, and I can't find the quote.
Give me the cliff notes.
All right, so basically the quote is God talks to the serpent and yells at him for basically causing Adam and Eve to sin. And in his little phrase that he says to the serpent, here it is. said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go. Oh, so that means that the serpent had two legs. Yeah,
he was walking.
Yeah, at least 2 legs. And then, so he'll go on his belly, and the dust thou shalt eat all the days of thy life. And I can't find the... So
maybe it burrowed into the ground.
Yeah, and it formed its home, yeah.
And dug out hollow earth,
because
they all burrow down there. And then, you know, because I think evolution and religion can coexist, maybe it did start evolving.
Exactly. I mean, and the serpent supposedly, you know, the devil, and he's a fallen angel and the shapeshifter. So, I mean, that could be the beginning of the reptilians. So I thought that was very interesting. And there's some other books and research out there that talks more into who the serpent was and all these angels having sex with women and creating these other races like the Nephilim, I think they were.
I remember hearing something about them. Oh, yeah. That's right.
So, I mean, it's all history. It's all written there.
What show was that where, and I think it was a show, it might have been a movie, where an angel and a demon had sex. Oh, that was fucking Preacher, isn't it?
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I still haven't watched second season for that.
Well, that's Genesis. In Preacher, that gift that he gets.
Oh.
Yeah, that was made by an angel and a demon, I think, having a kid. And the kid was Genesis.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
If I remember from the comics, anyway.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong, don't give us a 1-star review, please.
Yeah, just correct us politely.
Yeah, go on Instagram or Facebook at Make Me a Fan Podcast, or at Twitter at Make Me a Fan, and just correct us politely, and we will thank you.
Exactly.
And if you're a reptilian, let us know. You can come on the podcast, be a guest, but it's going to have to be through Skype because you guys scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Have you seen the YouTube videos of like Barack Obama like giving a lecture and his eyes will roll back?
Like, yeah. They have like the little cat or reptilian like eyes. It's like got like vertical.
Extra eyelids.
Oh,
like
really?
A four-way eyelid. Yeah.
Oh, man. I haven't seen that one. Yeah. That'd be creepy.
They are. It's really creepy.
Well, yeah, because aren't all like what Queen Elizabeth and like most of our presidents are reptilians and Illuminati? And
I don't think all the Illuminati are reptilians, but I think they're run by the...
So who infiltrated who? Did the reptilians infiltrate the Illuminati, or did the Illuminati infiltrate the reptilians?
Well, it's kind of the chicken and the egg question, which one came first. I mean, I guess if Lucifer was the first reptilian from Hollow Earth, then I guess the reptilians came first.
Yeah.
And then maybe the Illuminati might have started on their own. Like we talked about our last conspiracy episode, where they might have started with good pretenses. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely. So maybe when they started taking power, reptilians were like, we can get in this group and, you know.
We'll help each other.
Yeah, we'll start running shit. Yeah. And then the reptilians just started fucking all the Illuminati and started popping out mixed reptilian human kids. And maybe that's how they became shapeshifters. Maybe just centuries of, you know, these giant snakes.
So just, evolution?
Yeah, I mean... Like the giant snakes just start fucking all the Illuminati women, and they have these crazy offsprings, and the offsprings breed with giant snakes and human women, and they just all keep mixing. And next thing you know, you got Barack Obama and George Clinton.
Oh, man. George Washington or Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
One or both of those.
George Clinton. I saw him in concert. He was awesome.
Oh, that's an actual person?
Yeah. That's Parliament Funkadelic.
I don't know what that is. Yeah.
What the fuck's his song? Atomic Dog?
Atomic Dog.
Bow, wow, wow, yippee, oh, yippee, yay, bow, wow.
Yippee. Oh, that song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know that song.
I saw him at the rave with Chuck, and we got kicked out. I don't remember why. But we were standing outside talking to all these black dudes, and they were trying to get us to come back to this party. And we're like, man, I don't know about that. They're like... Man, there's some dick monsters there.
What?
You get half a dime bag before, and then they do whatever you want. These dick monsters. And then afterwards, you just give them the other half of the dime bag. I'm like, I don't know, dude.
Dick monster
sounds fucking scary as
shit. Yeah, I don't know if I want to meet a dick monster.
Maybe the dick monsters were reptilians.
Yeah, or some form of the reptilians, because they interbred with who knows what.
Or who knows who.
Or, yeah. More dick monsters.
Dick monster is going to blow up your pole hole.
Oh, man.
All right. So I think we've hopefully woken up a lot of people's minds to exactly what is underneath their feet. Yeah. I mean, maybe that's like Stranger Things, you know? Maybe that's
that
inspired.
Is a good tie-in.
Like the Illuminati are throwing out all these secret signs, you know?
Laughing secret, in our faces.
Yeah, like, ha, you guys like that thing that opens up with the big fucking serpent mouth? Yeah,
hey,
that's
kinda
real.
Yeah, it did kind of look like a serpent mouth, too.
It did.
And that big tall, did you watch season two yet?
We're halfway through season two, but yeah.
Have you seen the mouth? Yeah, the picture of it or whatever.
Yeah, it looks like a giant, like, serpent thing.
Yeah, it's got, like, a serpent head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just laughing in our
faces. So those twin brothers that wrote it, or maybe they're not twins, I think they're just brothers. Maybe they're Illuminati and reptilian.
Yeah, maybe they're Illuminati being forced by the reptilians to drop these little hints and clues.
Yeah.
I wonder what the gematria on Stranger Things is.
I don't know.
I'll have to ask Derek.
Yeah.
If he's listening to this, which he probably isn't.
He's probably too busy looking up his numbers and making predictions.
Yeah.
Making money.
All right, so you have anything in conclusion to add to this, or?
The only other thing I had was, I guess, flight paths, because we talked about like the whole instruments messing up, which I did look up, and that is true. And
yeah, when we get into flat Earth, we'll talk more about flying over Antarctica and the South butt pole hole.
The butt pole hole. Yeah. So yeah, I really like the Hollow Earth and the reptilians. I would like to know, I guess, more. I like to see a good visualization, like an illustration of the Hollow Earth, like to see how it looks. Because that one guy said there was like four layers, so it'd be interesting to see the different, you know, theories behind that.
Well, when I post this, I'm going to have pictures.
Which, do you have the pictures downloaded? Yeah,
yeah, I have them on my phone right now. Nice. In my special podcast folder. You can kind of see at least this one. It kind of. It's just a little drawing, but then it shows a.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, what if, you know, like in the Hollow Earth, you know, you look up at the sun and you think, oh, there's universe, but actually they're standing, you know, underneath our feet. We look up and we see the sun. You know, what if we're all in a bunch of little honeycombs, basically? Like, we're actually inside a Hollow Earth, too.
Yeah,
and underneath us is another Hollow Earth.
It's like that Russian doll. It's like the little doll and a doll and a doll.
Kind of. It more like a honeycomb. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, you look at a honeycomb, you have all these little compartments. Or bubble wrap.
So you only know what's in your little bubble.
Yeah, you look up, you see the sun.
Yeah.
But really, we're all wrapped around the sun.
Yeah.
And then underneath our feet is another giant opening with the sun in the middle. So we're all living in these little balls. What if we're all living in balls in like Chuck E. Cheese or McDonald's, like in the kids play area? Yeah. And every time we have an earthquake, that's just a kid jumping in.
Damn fat kid eating his pizza, playing with the balls.
I'm not talking about you.
Oh, well, yeah.
I didn't ask what you did before you came over to record this episode.
Oh, well, I do like Chuck E. Cheese, but
yeah, I haven't been there in a few years, but I don't remember the pizza being as good as when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And they don't have those creepy robo things anymore.
Oh, yeah, they got rid of those.
Yeah.
I like those memes, too.
Do you remember the Cheese Castle? Or were you too young
for
that?
Yeah, no, I remember going to that one. Yeah, yeah. That was awesome.
I always said if I ever became a fucking like rock star or a millionaire, I was going to have my house built like it. Right? Like an adult version.
That'd be awesome.
I remember getting trapped in there. And like there would be kids crying in the corner and like pissing themselves. Yep. And there were nails sticking up and like the fucking trap doors. And all of a sudden you fall like 10 feet.
Yeah. Where was that one?
That was down on Chase.
Oh, that one's the one
still
headed?
Open, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Nice. I'm sure they completely remodeled it.
Yeah, not safe. They had a
yeah, it's not a really good area. Hmm. No offense to anyone that goes to that one.
Yeah.
I have to make deliveries down there to that sausage factory. Was it Clemens?
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah,
it could be.
Yeah, there's a sausage factory.
There's a lot of sausage factories around Milwaukee.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Cut a hay.
Maybe we got a pole hole they're using the sausages to fill.
Is Packard still there or whatever it was?
Yeah.
The one on Packard, the sausage factory?
Yeah, Packard.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Patrick Cudahy.
It's on Packard though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a lot of sausage. If you get sausage, it's probably made in Milwaukee, FYI.
Or Johnsonville.
Yep, Johnsonville, Clement.
Is that actually the city, Johnsonville?
No, they're not made in Johnsonville.
No.
I don't know where they're made.
Somewhere in Wisconsin.
Johnson's Creek, maybe.
It could be.
I don't know. We're not sponsored by any of them, but we eat them.
We got to stop talking about them. We're going to get sued.
Yeah, or we're giving them free advertisement.
Yeah.
Fucking bastards.
Screw that.
But we do have real advertisers that we can talk about. First one is Deerwood Photography. If you need some pictures taken and you live in southeastern Wisconsin or outside of southeastern Wisconsin, they will travel. Actually, right now they're doing a newborn baby shoot, and I think the pictures are going to turn out great. Go check them out on Facebook at Deerwood Photography, and if you use the promo code MAKEMEAFAN, you can get a free print with your other prints that you get. Also, we'd like to thank Balanced Yoga and Wellness Center. You can find them on the intraweb at getbalancedyoga.com or in Franklin, Wisconsin at 9733 West St. Martin's Road. If you need to do some yoga, find your Zen, go check them out. Use the promo code MMAF and get 1% off all of your purchases or classes, whatever. Still trying to get them to get some candy bars up there.
All right.
It's not happening, I don't think.
Would you eat the candy bars before, during, or after?
During.
You're just downward dog. Get my.
You just got a bowl of candy bars on the floor, and every time you need to lean forward, you're like, nom, nom,
nom. That'd be pretty good. I'd do that.
Yeah, maybe you can teach the class.
Yeah.
What would you call it?
I'd have to do the poses first. I can't really do those.
Maybe you just like use my projector and just put up pictures on the wall. Be like, do this.
As I'm sitting there chowing down.
As you're sitting there eating a fucking Milky Way bar.
That would work.
All right. And you can find us on the internet at makemeafanpodcast.com. Please leave us a iTunes review and subscribe so you get our episodes early. If you subscribe to us, you get them like the day before all these other peasants fuckers out there. And yeah, like I said earlier, on Facebook and Instagram, we are Make Me a Fan Podcast. And on Twitter, we are Make Me a Fan. Thank you to all the new followers, and thank you for listening. Say goodbye, TJ.
Goodbye.
Make Me a Fan Podcast.
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 Make Me a Fan Podcast.